Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gents. You're tuned in, you're listening to the Luna Lounge live with myself, Israella Josie, live and direct. Show brought to you by Magic Mind. Make sure you go and get your Magic Mind. Be sure to, use the discount code, which is always there. I always post it beneath my posts when this goes up also as well, because I'm doing this live. But as soon as the show goes up, which will be shortly after this, literally within about 30 minutes of me finishing this show, it tends to go up on my YouTube channel. So the details will be below there for those of you who listen on the YouTube channel. And for those of you who listen on my podcast, which is most of you, on the podcast platforms such as Amazon, Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, I'm on there also as well. The details will be there, shared be there, and the discount code as well. So be sure to take advantage of it. If you're feeling mentally fatigued, physically fatigued, you know, spiritually fatigued, you know, you're looking for clarity, looking for that boost, and all natural. Yeah, that's how we deal with things here. All natural. Make sure you go get your Magic Mind. Discount code is below. Take full advantage of that. As a matter of fact, while I'm here, I'm gonna take a little sip. So I'm gonna be dosed up on a little bit of Magic Mind. Normally, I used to drink the full bottle, but I found that, I was just too energetic, like, you know what I mean? Like, but now I just do like half, quarter sometimes, and really feel the effects. The show is live on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, so keep the questions coming. If you're tuning in, if you're logging into this show for the first time, it's a show which aims to inform, educate, somewhat entertain. Don't know if you can, don't know if I'm a good entertainer like that, but, I try my best. About basically the cosmos. It's more astrologically centered, so I tend to just, have it all around, the astrology, what's going on, how are the planets, are they affecting us, and so on and so forth. So that's what it's to do with. So keep the questions coming. For those of you who are watching me here on the Instagram, YouTube, keep the questions coming. Chart of the moment is going to be coming up, shortly. We're going to be looking where the planets are at, right, and see what's happening there with the planets. I've got tarot card of the week, so that will be coming on later on in the show. Competition time. I'm going to be not announcing a winner because nobody won. Oh, you gotta be joking me. And I swear to God, three people. I tell you what, man. I'm wondering, are you sending these emails automatically or are you doing them manually? All right. Anyhow, keep the keep the show rolling, man. So yeah, shout outs to Faye. Thanks a lot for joining me here on the YouTube. Can you all hear me loud and clear? Am I coming through loud and clear? I did have a few I did have a few are there altercations? I don't know, slip ups. You know I'm going to blame Mercury retrograde, right? I mean, I think that's obvious at this time, this point of the show. Got to blame a planet, innit? And it's got to be Mercury retrograde. But I was trying to, you know, because, you know, I've all told you, you know, I've sort of like updated the computer and all that kind of stuff. And it's just like finding where what goes what, new things, new wires, new connections and stuff like that. And it's, I was literally all over the place. So, hey, but we're here. Hopefully the show can run smoothly without an interruption of Mercury retrograde.
What?
Yeah, exactly. We don't want no Mercury retrograde affecting the show. But let's see how it goes. So let me know if you can all hear me okay. Give me some feedback, man. Like I said, I'm live on Facebook, live on Instagram, and live on YouTube. Shout out to Pamela, Sister Pam, however you like to be called. Welcome to the show, and welcome to all of you guys who are also on the Instagram as well. Shout out to Pretty, shout out to Geraldine. Oh, good, he's in the building. I think you're watching me on the Facebook. That's another thing. Who's that? Beach Rainbow Design? Okay. I don't know if I pronounced it correctly. But, you know, for those of you who are watching on Facebook, I don't... shout out to Michelle over across the pond. You say that in English, don't we? You say across the pond. So that's the pond. I don't get to see, I don't know. Actually, for those of you who are on Facebook, if you can send in a comment, if I want to know if I pick up the comments. I should be able to pick up the comments actually from you guys on Facebook. So you can send in any kind of questions or whatever. Don't tell me to interpret your chart, but you know what I mean. You know, into the present moment as what we will be going into. So those for you on Facebook, you can actually send in text. So you can actually comment live. I know, yes, I should be because I'm streaming to, you know. Now somebody's asking me, what's the buzzing noise? Right, okay. So I did say, yeah, I'm hearing the buzzing noise too. I'm trying to figure out what it is or where it's coming from. Is it still there? Is the buzzing noise still there? Yes or no? Let me know, people, because I don't know why it should be happening. I think that stopped it. Did it stop it? Did it stop it? Or did I? Yes, it is. Yeah. Okay. So it's still there. Okay. I can't. What about this? No, that's gone. You see all this wiring stuff. See Mercury retrograde. Oh dear. Yeah. Somebody say that. Oh dear.
So obviously there's been a bit of a. Now I'm getting a feedback. That I'm where the feedback's coming in. And someone's banging in a racket at you.
Gotta be joking me.
Okay.
Let's try and get this. I don't know what the hell is going on. Huh? How is that? Echo now. Okay. Echo now. Okay. Now there's an echo. How about now? Can you hear me clearly now? Is that better? Gone. Better. Okay, I'm hearing better. Okay. Are we cool? Are we all good to go? Do I get a round of applause? Do I get a round of applause? Okay, shout out to everybody who was joining me live. Apologies for that. You see how Mercury retrograde gets you. Yeah, it gets me at the best of times. I tell you, there's no escaping it. Do you know what? Through the and I'm going to tell you a story, people. I can't walk. I'm gonna tell you how Mercury is getting me right now. I might start munching in an orange all the way through the show, so watch out for that. Yeah, I'm just developing a bit of a, you know, yeah. Listen, I just picked up some oranges the other day, man. It's sweet. Listen. Anyhow, I'll bring up the chart of the moment. Okay, so shout out to Yvette, shout out to Angela, Jackie, Michelle, shout out to also Yinka, a cabo. Yes, shout out to Yinka, shout out to everybody here, also Pretty, who else? Geraldine, here also on the live as well. Shout out to Florence. Welcome to the show. yeah, somebody's asking me, you can't walk. Why? Explain why you can't walk. Yeah, don't worry. I'm going to let you in. I'm going to let you into what happened to me. You know, the kind of things that, you know, I have to face with Mercury retrograde. Yeah, and the rest. So much to do. So I'll be bringing up the chart for the moment in a moment. What is the weather like where you are, ladies and gents? Please let me know. I'm in cloudy London. Nothing new there, right? Yeah. But it's not cold. It's just cloudy. It's just, it feels a bit humid. It feels like it wants to rain. It does need to rain, to be quite honest. I think it just needs to just cool things down a little bit. Shout out to LaDonna. Shout out to Yoel. Barnabas? Is it Barnabas? Okay. Yo-Yo. Yoel. Shout out to Yoel. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. It's the show again. You know what it's all about, man. And for those of you just joining, again, like I say, most people who actually listen to this show, you know where my biggest listeners are, right? Yeah? You ain't none of you lot competing. It's from Brazil, Rio de Janeiro. What is it? 451 downloads. Like last week. Like, what? Really? Like, goddamn. Okay. Well, I don't know. The YouTube, I suppose maybe I could find it on the YouTube, you know, what demographic is watching it, watching the show most. It's quite interesting. Anyway, give me a like. Do subscribe. For those of you who have, thank you very much. Do make sure to comment. Keep your questions coming. I'm going to be bringing up the charts for the moment. Any moment now. The noise is gone, right? Noise is gone. Yes, it has gone. Right. Coolio. Where are we going to now? What else is I was going to say? What has the week been like? You know, we know, obviously, I'm going to be speaking about the Mars-Jupiter because it's exact the day, right? So I'm going to be bringing up that chart in a moment. But what has... what is I was going to say? What has been the week? I thought... I don't know. Violence has been really funny of lately. Well, we're still in the midst of it. Today's somewhat the peak. Between today and the next 4 or 5 days is like that kind of peak place. And then we've got the full moon coming up. And then, like I said, so we'll look at the chart for the moment. Keep the questions coming. Let's gauge in the relationship. Mercury retrograde, obviously, we're in the midst of that. I will be peeling my orange and it's sucking on my... It's not an orange, is it? It's a tangerine. Same family. Citrus family. And I'll be sucking on that... as the show goes on. Because I've got to exercise my moon in Taurus, man. It is what it is. It is what it is, man. So, yeah. and I just can't resist the temptation of this sweet orange. Mm. Okay. That one was sweet. It's got a bit of a bitterness to it, but yeah, it's nice. Okay, what's next? Let's go to the chart of the chart of the moment. Let's see what's happening here. You know me, always fiddling about with my bits and bobs, and here we go. We've got the chart on the road, man. Round of applause. Right, so what we're looking at. The moon's in Sagittarius today, people. Squaring Saturn as we speak. Trust me to get that on my show. And in opposition to that, Mars-Jupiter conjunction. Look at that. Both of them right at 16 degrees of Gemini. Both squaring Saturn at 17 degrees of Pisces. You might as well throw Venus in the mix and here. So, like I said, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens during the course of today, tomorrow. Wasn't there some stabbing or something in Leicester Square? This is over in the UK, of course, in London, UK. For those of you who are based on London, UK, even outside of UK, I'm sure you've heard of Leicester Square. It's kind of like a little bit similar or equivalent to New York's Times Square. Yeah, I don't know if it's so colourful, but around there and thereabouts. There was meant to be some stabbing or something. I don't know, some altercation. I'm not too sure. I didn't read too much into it. So I'm not too sure what was the cause of it. But I'm sure it's definitely all part of this Mars-Jupiter, isn't it? Tensions building. So something's about to give right now. The purse is about... The pipes are about to burst. Okay? How it's going to burst... Well, hopefully not in that way. But it could well be one of those particular ways. So let's watch out for this one. This one's a... So it's quite intense over the course of the next coming days, okay? Today seems to be one of those peaks, or we could say the beginning of the peak of this T-square that is happening in mutable signs. And that's the thing. Remember I did say with the mutable signs, it can go in any direction. There's no saying which direction it's going to slip into. But once you've got mutable signs, it's very movable. Don't expect something consistent. One minute something's happening here, next minute it's happening in another way, in another direction. That's what you're going to be getting. You're going to be getting all these variations of energies. So it's very slippery at this precise moment. Hard to put your things down in or on one thing at this precise moment. It's too diverse. So, yeah. And like I said, it's coming up to a full moon, which is going to be on the 19th. I'll talk about that in a bit. But, and I think that full moon, because the full moons are representing a time of when energies peak, when something comes to fruition, when something comes to that flowering stage, I feel between now and the 19th, 20th, is where we're really in the mix, where things can really... So what I'm putting out there, I don't like the fear-mongering, but I do know when we're encountering a particular archetypal energy, or if you want to say energy, frequency, planetary alignment, I am aware of when we're in a time of when planetary alignments are very volatile and there's a lot of tension. You're not going to get more tension than Mars conjunct Jupiter, square Saturn. I mean, okay, I spoke about the Venus and the Moon. Okay, let's not even put them into the mix. Just those three planets, Mars conjunct Jupiter, square Saturn, is like, it's pressure, more pressure than you could ever imagine. Okay, so do watch it, guys. Watch how you're expressing yourselves. Watch where you're going. Try and keep safe. Because, again, especially over the course of the next few days, because there's huge amounts of energy out there. Now, one of the great things about this, bear with me. I think I'm needing some water. One of the great things about this is that it's excellent energy. I mean, even with me, I've noticed, like, in the last, even week or so, I've been kind of just more productive in a sense. I'm getting a bit more done, and I'm finding that I'm plugging into that energy that you know, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn. I'm somewhat becoming a bit more organized, a bit more dutiful, kind of thing. But I'm feeling the effects of the mutability. I'm having to be versatile. I'm having to adapt. I'm having to switch and change. But at the same time, there's a kind of a structure to my, daily routines and stuff. So I feel I'm really plugging into that in some kind of way. So I'm definitely sensing the energy. I'm sensing the energy as well, because Mars and Jupiter are doing other things also as well in my chart as well, which they will be the same for you. It will be different, as I say, different horses for different courses, right? But I'm just talking collectively as an energy. We can see it definitely out there. Tensions are rising. People are getting angry. People are getting impatient. People are getting very aggressive. People are being extremely very vocal. Gemini. Yeah, people have been extremely vocal. People are saying some nasty stuff. You're hearing some rhetoric, like horrible rhetoric out there. Again, you couldn't have a better recipe or ingredient for that kind of stuff with Mars conjunct Jupiter squaring Saturn. A whole heap of rhetoric, misinformation, displaced information, inappropriate information, inappropriate wordings, inappropriate conversations, communications really going, getting out of hand, you know. And Jupiter's just, because Jupiter doesn't distinguish, Jupiter just expands on anything that it comes into contact with. So we're having Mars here, the aggressor, you know, moving with Jupiter, the planet of expansion. These are the kinds of things that we're going to get. And then being squared by Saturn, we're getting that tension. We're getting that, no, stop right there. You can't go beyond these limits. You can't go beyond these parameters. You know, so then the frustration's even building. So the anger's building. The aggression is building. And how is it coming out? It's coming out in Gemini ways, in words, in appropriate speech and things of that nature. So do watch how you are communicating, people, over the course of the next, I'll just say next week. Yeah, let's just say next week. Let's say from today. So what's going to next week going to be? The 21st, right? Something along that line. I'm taking an orange, by the way. So to the 21st, watch what we're doing. Yeah, tensions are rising. On social media, I'm often seeing violent things happening on social media. Always have, right? But there's no two ways about it. I have seen probably 4, 5, maybe even 10 times more violence that I have normally seen on social media in the last week or two than any other time. As a matter of fact, the moment that Mars just went into Gemini and started to look like he was smelling the effects of Jupiter. I saw this, and I've been telling it, I've been talking about it for the last couple of weeks. It's been crazy. Like, the videos I've been seeing, it's like, whoa, like, really? Yeah. And it's just been increasing, 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 increasing. And of course, we know how it is with social media. People get things, they send it to their friends, and their friends send it to their friends, and their friends, and their friends. Before you know it, things have gone viral. It's all about what information can go viral right about now. And it's a Mars conjunct Jupiter kind of energy, which is going viral square to Saturn. So it's peaking today. I did tell you last week that it was going to be on my show. So here it is. We've got it right here. Okay. So tensions, people, breathe in, take a deep breath, take things slowly, and learn how to channel that energy over the course of the next week into something appropriate. Go to the gym, write something. That's another thing I've noticed I've been doing a lot of lately. I'm doing a lot of writing. I'm doing a lot of, you know, doing the PowerPoints. Well, of course, because I'm starting my courses again in September. So I was like, okay. But still, I mean, apart from that, I'm still, the thing is, I'm getting stuff done. You know, I'm you know, and normally I was like, oh, yeah, that's enough. Normally, you know, because I don't like sitting in front of the computer screens for too long because, you know, for obvious reasons. Number one, you're sitting down. And speaking about that, I'm going to talk about that. I've got to tell you about my again, I'm going to blame it on Mercury retrograde, aren't I? And amongst other things. But what's happened to me in the last, well, how long? It's nearly coming up to, well, about 4 or 5 days, give or take. But nevertheless, you're in for a shock, people. Since Thursday, actually. Thursday, Friday. It's nearly been a week. Coming up to a week. Anyhow, I'll let you in on that in a moment. But what I've noticed is normally when I'm sitting on the computer, I do a bit of work. Because normally I just like to do a bit. I might do it for maybe an hour, a couple of hours. But now I'm noticing that, whoa, I'm doing 5 hours. I'm doing 6 hours, like, boom, getting this stuff. You know, I'm learning a lot also as well. It's in Gemini as well. So it's very, very good for mental stimulation. So I've noticed that I've been learning how to work out a few apps on my PC, that is. Not necessarily phone apps. But even phone apps also as well. I've been sort of like, oh, this is good for my teaching or good for my business, and I can use this. So I've been using a lot of that. So these are the kind of things that you can tap into that can help you. Can be a great time for reading, you know, and with Mercury retrograde, researching and all this kind of stuff. I think it's really, really good to do a lot of literacy. Not everybody works in the same kind of, along the same kind of lines as I work. Of course, my work requires me to be, you know, I've got to be dealing with information and data and writing things. And because I'm teaching, I've got all PowerPoints I've got to be doing and stuff like that. It's a lot of work. But you know, not everybody's going to be like that, but there can be other ways in terms of how you can utilize this Mars, Jupiter. Again, like I said, you could be learning new things. You could be reading new things. You could be writing, just because you're not necessarily literacy writer yourself, but you can perhaps maybe have a journal or something like that. You know, find positive ways in terms of like communicating, find somebody to communicate with, maybe hold a podcast. Maybe try and feature on somebody's podcast. There's so many different ways, isn't there, that you can use information these days. Social media is a great platform to maybe spread. And I'm not just saying like spreading what everybody else is spreading, because then you're just regurgitating. Try and find your own content. Try and find your own information that could be useful for other people. And put it out there. Could be information. It could be about health. It could be about work. It could be about money. It could be about homes. It could be about relationships. It could be about anything. You know what I'm trying to say? There's a platform out there, and there's enough information and enough room out there for everybody. So go out there and do it. It doesn't have to be in a violent way. But like I said, with these energies, they will operate on all levels. There is going to be somebody who's going to use it in a if you want to say abusive or non-positive or derogative way, and those are the things that we are normally seeing on the news. You know, people get surprised by this, but on the news about, you know, seeing, when do you ever see anything positive predominantly on the news? Yeah, they might tell you who wins the football and who wins this and who that. And again, even that has some quote-unquote negative connotation to it. Because even if they tell you that, oh, this country won, or this team won this, or this individual won a gold medal, well, for everybody who won, somebody lost. So it's not good news for them. So this is what news is about. Like I said, we as human beings are wired for drama. We love it. We need it. Yeah? And we thrive off that. Yeah? If you turned on your news and the news reporter said, oh, well, today, you know, around the way, somebody won the lottery. Oh, and somebody won a prize to go on in a five-star hotel in Dubai. Oh, and no killings today. Everybody's all nice and happy. And there's a nice, happy family down the road who decided to do some sing-songing. And you wouldn't watch it. You'd be like, boring. And you switch that TV off in a... So I think this is why films are so prominent in our lives. We need them. Theatre has always been there. Because we need that drama. They act out certain aspects of us that we may be laying dormant, or we bury, or we want to run away from. Yeah? We need and we like drama. We're of that. We you know, this is why action movies or drama movies, this is why they do well. Because they are platforms which exercise that inner drama inside of us, and we can project that drama onto it. You know, it becomes a screen that we can project our own inner feelings onto it. Because if not, you know, we can act out that drama on the outside of the world, and it may be something, you know, not so great. Just took another orange. Want to read the comments? Okay, yeah, me too. Okay, Michelle's letting me know. Me too, in terms of, I think she was talking about in terms of stuff that we've been seeing. That says, did you say we're taking the knowledge? Taking the knowledge. Did I say that, Jax? Yeah, Gemini's knowledge, right? Maybe that's what I was referring to. Angela saying the violence right now is mad. Yeah, it's proper crazy mad right now. It's out of hand mad. And it's not just over here in London, UK. I think this is one of the prominent places, yeah. But it's around the world, man. It's really getting heated. It's all just sorts of... And don't get me wrong, there's always violence. Of course there's always going to be violence. There's always violence. But what I'm saying is it's really been... It's blowing up right now, for sure. Naz is saying, yes, humans love drama, LOL. Yeah, we do. We need it. It's a part of the psyche. It is a part of the psyche. It's necessary. Just as much as you want peace and love and all these things that we romanticize about and idealize about, we also want the opposite of that too. Just as much as you want that, you want the drama too. And don't deceive yourself. And it's for those of us who does deceive ourselves about it, those are the ones that encounter it the most. I think it's much more better to understand what kind of drama you need and how best you can exercise that drama. Yeah, a workshop coming to you soon on that one. Yeah, need a bit of therapy, baby. Anyway, let's get back to the chart. So, Mars Jupiter, in square with Saturn, peaking today. and it's going to be there. Let's for the next week until the 21st. After the 21st, start coming down. And next week on the 21st, you're going to be joining me here on the show, right? So we're going to be going downhill. And then we can start looking forward to what's happening in September, right? But for this month, this is what it is. We're in the midst of this. So what else? Let's put it on the days and let's see what's happening from day to day. Okay, well, is that tomorrow or today? It looks like Mercury is going to be moving back into Leo. Shout out to Tiffany, joining me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Shout out to Naz also as well. Welcome to the show. Mercury's moving back into Leo. What's that about? Well, he's still retrograde, right? He started slowing down the moment he moved into Leo. Then he went into Virgo, into his own sign. But he's moving out and he's moving back into the zodiac sign of Leo. So communication is about to get, it's about to get dramatic, man.
What?
Yep, it's about to get dramatic. So do watch out for that. It's about to get loud. So watch how, starting from tomorrow, when Mercury moves back into Leo, start watching the nature of the news, or what kind of news is hitting you, or better yet, how it's hitting you. It's interesting. I've been talking about drama. Leo is one of those zodiac signs that's connected with drama, right? It's loud. It's it's majestic. It's got flair. You know what I mean? So we're going to start to see communications start taking that route again, starting from tomorrow. So I think that's going to be interesting. So Mercury moves into Leo starting from tomorrow. What else are we going to be having? The Mars, Jupiter, still pretty much, I mean, Mars is going to be waning, but Mars tomorrow, starting on the 15th, is going to be in an exact square to Saturn. So Mars is squaring Saturn right now, today. But it's all going to be exactly square tomorrow, the 15th of August. So tomorrow's really going to be, there's some tense energies. People, Mars, Saturn, let me give you a little bit of introduction into these two. We've got a planet that likes it fast, hard, and we've got a planet that likes it slow, tempered, and controlled. Now, how the heck do you work these two? Yeah, so it can be a bit of a handful when we have a Mars-Saturn. As one of my teachers once put it, the great Howard Sosportas, it's like driving with the handbrake on. That is Mars square Saturn, or a Mars-Saturn aspect. Yeah, because Mars is like full of energy, full of, you know, wanting to go, potency, aggressiveness, impulsive, and Saturn's like, oh, no, you ain't going. No, you ain't going. You ever see them? You ever see those people in the park sometimes with the dogs, with the big, powerful dogs, you know, the staff, the pit bulls and stuff like that? And the dog's really looking to go, like this, the dog's like racing to go. And you've got the owner who's got it on the leash and they're pulling. And you can see like the forces of the owner pulling the dog back, or yanking the dog back, and the dog really wanted to go. Maybe the dog has seen something or seen another dog and wants to go for it. That is kind of like how Mars Saturn is. There's a, like a push-pull kind of energy. So it can be quite frustrating, actually. Mars square Saturn can be a frustrating energy because it's like they represent two opposites of the spectrum. There's a push and there's a pull, or there's a fast and there's a slow, or there's a high and there's a low, and they're both meeting at each other. So how do you kind of work that? It's a paradox. Life is a paradox, is it not? So Mars Saturn, what I find that it's very good for, it's very good for doing long-term projects. Are you paying close attention, people? Long-term projects. If you've got any projects, if you've got any work or anything that needs doing, that is, it requires time. It requires structure, organized. It requires pressure. Yeah, and you want that. You don't want overload, but you want that pressure that's just, it's consistent, but it's just slowly going. A little bit like a marathon runner. You know, Mars Saturn is like the marathon runner. Just keep it nice, paced, and just keep it going. And just keep plodding and just keep trotting at it. And wow, it's a wonderful energy when you can work with a Saturn, Mars Saturn, you know, in aspect with each other. So Mars is going to be squaring Saturn tomorrow, the 15th, and the 16th. And the 17th and the 18th, but let's say over this week until about the 21st of August. So watch out for that. But at the moment from the 17th, 18th, Mars is going to start to wane. So the pressure between the Mars and the Saturn will start to decrease. Okay, so, you ever have them pressure cookers? Or did your mum ever have the pressure cookers, you know? When she releases the steam and it's like, shh. So the steam is going to start to be released round about the 17th, 18th, 19th. Yeah. 19th is where we're going to have the full moon, right? We've got a full moon in Aquarius. So I think this is also part of that too. So we have a full moon in Aquarius. Full moons are about bringing things to a peak, right? Full moons are about completion. The question that you have to ask right now is, what is being completed in your life right now? Okay? What is it that needs to be released? What is it that you've got to let go of? Full moons are a great time to release something. We all begin something and that something matures and then it comes to a peak. And then after that peak, we need to release it. We need to let it go. And it's all about that cycle of life. So we're getting a full moon in the sign of Aquarius on the 19th, which I feel is quite symbolic and very significant for a lot of this Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, which we've been having or we've been feeling in the last couple of weeks. Here is where I start to say things start to somewhat ease. The pressure starts to ease, especially from the 20th, 21st. Moon is going to start to wane, which means she's starting to decrease in light. And here is where we're starting to get the ease of that. Mars is going to be moving away. We see here Mars is going to be at 21 degrees of Gemini. The square between him and Saturn is really starting to weaken. Also, the conjunction with him and Jupiter is also starting to weaken. So, yeah. However, we do have a Venus square. Venus square Jupiter and Venus square Mars around this period. The Venus square Jupiter is actually going to be exact on the 19th. So it's all on that 19th. So we're getting a lot of peak stuff happening or coming up here on that 19th here. So, yeah, we need to watch out for that. Is it me or I heard some humming sounds there? Yeah, okay. I think it's gone. You're gone. Yeah, you're gone. Thank you. So as I was saying, it's this wire connection, you see, it's all this dodgy wiring. I think that 19th is really significant. I think over the course of the next week, we've seen a lot of things peak. We've got a Venus Jupiter. Now, Venus Jupiter normally are quite, so do watch out for, again, around that 17th, 18th, 19th, overindulging, overspending. Yeah, you don't want to be, you know, Venus, Jupiter is can overdo things. Mine, you know, yeah, for those of you who like to indulge whatever it is you like to indulge in, you know, there's we're likely going to be seeing a rise of that. You like drinking, you like partying, you like, you know, whatever it's like, you know, but spending is often a very big one. Very often it can be impulsive spending, especially with Mars as well, because Venus is also going to be squaring. So there's going to be Venus, Jupiter, and, you know. But it's quite interesting because Venus is also opposite Saturn. So it's like, it's a tough one. So what may happen is like, you're holding on the money, 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 and you're letting it go. You're holding on the money, holding on the money, and then you make this rash decision to do a blowout, you know, that kind of thing. So yeah, do definitely watch out. I think with Venus, with Saturn there, I think Saturn will keep the lid on things, or will help, or will try to keep the lid on things. But you may get caught in a bit of a, you know, I think on the 19th of August, we've got Venus, Jupiter, and Saturn in a T-square. Yeah? On that's on the 19th that we're having that. I'm picking up, behave yourself. Why does this thing do this? Stop it. Look, see, there it goes again. I can't deal with this. Stop it. Anyhow, so on the 19th of August, watch out for this day. I would try and hold on to your money there. Tiffany saying you got to release to receive. Yeah, that is true. But with this, why is this? It's driving me nuts now. It really is. Oh. I don't understand why it's. Deciding to be. You can hear that, guys, right? Yeah, shut up now. Keep it like that. Kind of comes in and out. Kind of thing. Why it does that, I don't know. Yeah, got me fiddling around with knobs here. Mercury got me, man. I don't know. Let's just keep on with it. Anyhow, so on the 19th of August, we've got Venus, Jupiter and Saturn in a T-square. And at the apex of this T-square is Jupiter. And Mars is still in the picture, by the way. So really, I should be saying it's Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. And Mars and Jupiter are at the apex. A lot of tension here. It's connected with money. It's connected with our values. It's connected with relationships. It's connected with our sense of security. All of these things are under pressure during this time. And what we're going to find is there's going to be a huge explosion in and around finances, money, or on a global scale or on a larger collective scale. We're going to see that that's going to be to do with cost of living, you know, relationships perhaps, you know, going through, you know, whether for better or for ill, but we're seeing, you know, situations in and around that. Again, that tension of that Mars, Jupiter and Saturn that has been happening from, well, today the 14th, which is building up to that on the 19th of August, we're going to be seeing all of that happen. And then on that day, on that 19th, there's a full moon. Listen, what day is this? This is Monday. Okay, well, I'm staying in my house and I'm not buying nothing. I make sure I do my shopping before. I think that's what's best with this one. Stay in your yard. Stay inside the house. Don't go out. Tiffany's saying it's the conjunction of the US's natal moon, also my ascendant 27 Scorpio. So it's hitting my angles. Oh, okay. Yeah, busy, busy, busy. Naz is saying, haha, Mercury tech and communication. Let's just blame Mercury.
Well, what else are we going to blame? I mean, really, it's for us to take. You know, really, when we're blaming Mercury, we're blaming ourselves. That's what you're doing. The planets are just reflecting that. But you're blaming, you're observing the archetype that is at work as to why what is happening is happening. So, yeah. Shout out to Black Mary, also here. Join me here on the Instagram. Welcome to the show. So, yeah. So, people, watch out for next week, Monday. Yeah, next week, Monday, we got a full moon in Aquarius. Aquarius is ruled by Saturn. And then we've got a T-square, what's known as a T-square planetary alignment, which is a planetary alignment that brings a bit of tension with Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. And Saturn is the ruler of that full moon. So I think here something is about to burst. This is where I'm seeing. So today we're having a peak. Today the peak is between Mars and Jupiter. That's today. Tomorrow, the 15th, 16th, and 17th, we're having the peak of the square from Mars to Saturn. And then on the 19th, we're having the peak of the T-square with Venus square Mars, Jupiter, and opposing Saturn, and there will be a full moon. Something has got to give. That's all I'm saying with that one. Something has got to give. So do watch out for that. Watch your money, people. Watch the money. Watch your relationships. Now, when I say watch your relationships, I'm not just talking romantic ones. For some of you, are not even in romantic relationships. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, I know. It's not that funny. But it's the truth. Some of you are not in. But how you relate with other people, your relationships as a whole, you know what I mean? That is what you want to be looking at. Yeah? How are you dealing with other people? How is the relationship coming back to you? Are you dealing with people diplomatically and in an amicable way? Are you meeting lots of aggression coming back? So these are the things that are going to be manifesting for us during this period from next week. So something's going to be bursting here. Something's going to be... I'm quite excited with this. But I'm just urging that try to keep contained. Okay, and the fact that the apex of this T-square is the Mars-Jupiter. And we've been seeing Mars-Jupiter in terms of what's been happening in the last couple of weeks, haven't we? Yeah? So, yeah, watch it. So this is the peak. So from the 20th of August, 21st, which will be next week, Wednesday. So I'll be here again on my show. So that's it. 21st is where I'm seeing things starting to somewhat ease. Yeah? We're still having a Venus-Mars square. Yeah, Venus-Mars square. What's that about? I don't know. Sex? Yeah. So we could be having a little bit of that on the cards. Could be quite exciting, Mars. It's very good for passions. Manners of the heart. Romantic endeavors. But it is a square. So yeah, we will take that. We will take that. But it is a square. So do be mindful of that. So it can be a little bit challenging, but nevertheless, it's exciting. It's passions. Passions being ignited. We've got the cosmic lovers. We have the conjunction, a few months ago now? Now we're having the square. We have the sextile, a few months ago. We have the sextile. We have the conjunction a few months. Well, not a few months ago, about 4 or 5 months ago. Then we had the conjunction. It was about around March, wasn't it, or something like that. Then a couple of months later, then we had the sextile. Remember, we had the Venus Mars sextile. That was really good. And now we're having the square. So we're getting some what's the word? Some bumping and grinding, man. Yeah, you know this show. It likes to get a bit fifth house in this show. So we got the Venus Mars 21st. That's really building up. 22nd is where they become exact. So on the 22nd of August, we've got an exact square of Venus and Mars. Okay. And on the 22nd/23rd, the Sun will be moving into the sign of Virgo. Shout out to the Virgos. Shout out to the Virgos. But the show must go on. We're still in the month of Leo, so it is what it is. A full moon square Uranus. That is correct. It will be square Uranus. Very unpredictable. That's going to be a big one. Martina, how you doing? Howdy. Yeah, you're late. You are late indeed. Show's about to come to an end. So the Sun will be moving into Virgo. We'll be starting the Virgo season, which is the end of summer, essentially speaking. Shout out to all you Virgos. We'll be doing that. But we're still in the Leo season, so give it up for the Leos.
Awesome.
Yeah, it is. It's really awesome. You're on the train. Okay. Martina's on the train. Where are you going? Anywhere nice? If you're hearing me munching, it's because I am munching, as you can see. I've got my my pieces of tangerine, which I cannot resist. They're awfully sweet. Is that a word? Awfully sweet. So what is going to be happening here? So the Sun will be moving into Virgo on the 23rd of August. 22nd, Sun moves into Virgo. Depending on your time zone, it may be 23rd for you guys. Who are maybe in America or on the western part. Venus is still going to be squaring Mars exact, also on the 23rd of August. What else are we going to be happening? What is going to be happening also towards the end of August, which I think is quite nice, is we're going to be getting a trine. We're going to be getting a trine from Venus to Uranus. Now that can be quite nice. That can be quite exciting. Great stimulation. It can be, we can create genius ways of making money. We could become extremely resourceful with that. It could be very wonderful for relationships and partnerships. It can be great for our love life. We could spark new interests and spark new energy. So I'm looking forward to that one. So that one really starts to pick up from the 23rd of August. So yeah, take that all in, people. I'll have a bit of that. What else? 24th of August, 25th of August. So that's going to peak the trine between Venus and Uranus will peak on the 27th of August. I think I'm going to leave it there a few days after that, because next week I will then talk about what September is looking like, or at least the beginning of September is looking like, and let you know about that. Good afternoon from France. Bonjour. Hope you are well. Shout out to Fane. In France. How's everything over there with the Olympics? Did you guys watch the Olympics? I thought it was quite interesting. I did like the passing of the Olympics to the next Olympics, because the next Olympics is going to be in LA. Okay? And yeah. Isn't that the second time it's been in LA? Wasn't it in LA before? Wasn't it 84? I think 84. Am I correct? Olympics 84? I swear that was in LA or something like that. Something that round there or round thereabouts. Yeah, so they're having it the second world. But I thought that was quite interesting. Well, you Americans know how to, you know how to dazzle. That's going to be in 2028, of course. So yeah, let's see how that one is. So here, 27th of August, I think I'm going to leave this one, and I'll talk more about this next week on next week's show on the 21st. And then I'll talk about maybe the remainder of the month, what it is that we're going to be encountering. I'm picking up this this noise again. Where or why? Why? Why on my show? I know. Look at that. It's a can't get rid of it, can you? What's going on? What is it to do with? Is it the wire? I don't get it. In fact, I touch the wire, it disappears, and then it comes back. Gone. It's gone. You can't hear it anymore, can you? Change your cable, Jackie is telling me. I don't think it's the cable. But I'll buy another one just in case. But I very much doubt it's the cable. Something else. I don't know. So anyway, bringing this to a close. With the, yeah, typical Mercury retrograde. Thanks a lot, Fane. At least someone understands my my problems with Mercury retrograde. I'm not alone. So yeah, so that's how it's looking over the course of the next week. So people, don't forget, over the course of the next week, tensions are still rising. We're just coming to that peak from today, tomorrow the 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th of August. We're getting that peak. Then we're getting a T-square with Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn, with Mars and Jupiter at the apex, at the top. That can be quite explosive. Then we've got the full moon also on that day, on the 19th. And from there, we will start to see the pressure release, things starting to calm down. Jack saying, stop blaming Mercury. It's simple. It's a simple fix. No, it's not. Leave me alone, Yaki. That one's for you. yeah, and after that, then the pressure will start to ease, and then we can go back to our partying, right? We can go back to dancing. The nightclub. Yeah, it is what it is. Yeah, so I'm gonna leave that there and let's get back to the show back on screen. So what is it that we've got here? We've got it's competition time. Last week I asked the question, let's go to the phones. I now know somebody told me how to check if emails come in the same minute, how to check who's came in first.
So let's go to the composition. I asked last week which planet rules oak trees. Somebody texted me and said, please don't say wrong with delight on the show. I'm not going to mention no name, but you know who you are. But you were wrong. You were wrong. But yeah, it was, well, I say you were wrong. All of you were wrong. All right. So there's no, nothing to be, you know. Oh yeah, I'm gonna come back. I'm coming to that in a minute. Why can't I walk? I'm gonna talk about that one in a minute. So you were all wrong. So there's no winners. I did ask, you know, somebody says, you see, somebody nearly got it, but was trying to play a little Two-Face, a little Mercury retrograde. You know, maybe this person's ruled by Mercury, maybe, who knows? I'm not mentioning any names. But the person said, the planet that rules oak trees, I'm going to go with Jupiter. Might be Saturn, but I'll go with Jupiter, is what the person said. Not mentioning any names, you know who you are. Christian, ooh, you said Jupiter too. Everybody, Max, you as well. Jupiter. Okay. I can understand why people will go with Jupiter. It's totally understandable. I can see how you're seeing the thing. Oak trees are ruled by Saturn. Saturn, baby. It's a Saturnalia kind of thing. Okay. And it was quite interesting with the timings. Three of the questions literally came on, bang on midnight. Loving it. Love that timing. I want to know, did you program it or did you do it yourself? But anyway, for people who text within that minute, I know somebody kindly showed me how to find out who was first and who was last. So that's that. Competition time. Okay, so I'm going to pose another question. The answer for last week's question. You know, somebody texts me. Nobody listens to this show. No. You can't tell me that somebody listens to this show. I asked the question last week. Somebody messaged me straight after I finished. I'm like, brother, you are not going to... You don't stand a chance, man. It's like, you know, I was like, no. They messaged me after the show. I said, I asked them the question, and you message me the following week, the Wednesday morning from midnight, so I can announce it on the show. That's how it goes. I asked the question. That's the email where you answer to. It's on your screens right now. thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. Okay? For those of you who listen to the recording, there it is. thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. What are you saying there, Jack? Oh, my God. I said that, but I didn't send it in. Well, coulda, shoulda, woulda. You didn't do so. Well, maybe next time, you know, write it in. Set it in. You know how to set your, either set your alarm or whatever you do to send it all in. But you should know how to do all that. So this week's question. I've got a number of questions. I've got so many of them here. I don't know which ones to... Let's see. I don't want it to be too... don't want it to be too easy, that's for sure. We don't want that one now, do we? Okay. This is going to be interesting. All right. Very simple one. Which planet rules lilies? The flower lilies. Which planet rules lilies?
Now, hold on. I just want to just establish something. Generally, as a whole, flowers are ruled by Venus because they're beautiful, right? But that's all flowers as a whole, or flowers as a flowery archetype, okay? But different flowers will be ruled by different planets. So, yeah? Which planet rules lilies? Yeah? You like lilies? Some of my favorite flowers. Which planet rules him? First person who inboxes me at thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com next week, 12 midnight Wednesday. That's GM time, UK time. First person who inboxes me from midnight or at midnight Wednesday next week, which planet rules lilies? Get your answer in. Winner is going to be the winner of £30. Yeah, man. Going to win that £30. So that is the question. I repeat it once more. What planet rules lilies? Okay. That's for next week. Okay. People, last week, went to the gym. Telling you the story now about me not being able to walk. I can walk, but I'm walking. I'm like limping, like, you know what I mean? Went to the gym. This was on the Thursday, was it? Yeah, it was Thursday. Or Friday. And I literally just, everything was fine. I came home, was on the computer, was doing some work, sat down. And I think I was sitting down for about 2-3 hours. No big deal. Done that many times. Time to get up. Finding that there's a bit of pain in my left leg, around my ankle. I'm thinking, what's this? I know I didn't bang it. I didn't have no accidents or nothing like that. By the way, are you still hearing the buzzing noise? I'm hearing some kind of buzzing sound. Are you guys hearing it as well? Or is it just me? Yeah, something seems to be, yeah, here we go. Yeah, seems like it's getting, it kind of comes and goes. It's gone, right? It's gone, it's gone now, isn't it? See, I don't know. Anyhow, so as I was saying, I'm gonna change these wires and see if it's the wires. Let's see next week if it's going to be the wires. So I'm going to get new wires. Anyhow, got up, couldn't walk. Like, I was just like, and it just got worse and worse and worse. And I thought, oh, nothing of it. No, I'll have a rest or whatever. Lie down, woke up. It was worse. And since then, I've just been limping around. Just like, it's been madness. Just ankle just swole up, and then my calves like seized up and all that lot. Well, it turns out I've got the sciatic nerve kind of thing, and that's what it is. So yeah, but don't worry, it's all happening. I'm taking my homeopathic medicine and my, you know, but yeah, it should be okay. It's getting better. Thanks for your wonderful wishes. So it's all getting better. So. But in the next couple of days, I'll be fit as a fiddle. I need to get back in that gym. I was enjoying that. I hate being when my routine gets broken up, but yeah. And that Mercury's actually going through my third house, mobility. So it's like, no. It's almost like someone was saying, you ain't going nowhere. Stay in your yard. Which I don't have a problem doing, but, you know, sometimes I just need to get out and, you know, do my bits and pieces. You know? But yeah, it is what it is. What is it? Okay, it's that time of the week, of course. It's the tarot card of the week. You don't need the email address. You know where to send the answer to for next week. Let's look at the tarot card for this week and let's see what it is, what is happening. And bring the show to a close. Thank you very much, Tiffany, for your wonderful wishes. I will get better soon. I shall get better soon. I shall be walking and running and jumping.
So yeah, so I don't know. I might have pulled. I didn't pull nothing in the gym because obviously I would have spotted that, but it may have been happened when I was doing some activities in the gym. I don't know. Anyhow, shuffling the cards. Let's see what the card of the month is about. Thank you very much, Florence. Okay. Thank you for your wonderful wishes, people. I'm just going to cut the cards and let's see. What is the card of the week? Ooh, we got the Fool. Tarot card of the week. That's good. New beginnings. That is what this card is about. It's about new beginnings. It's about taking a leap of faith. It's indicating that we may be embarking on something new and we might be feeling a little bit apprehensive. We may be feeling a bit...
Why am I getting the feedback when I do that?
By the way, Jack is telling me to change these wires. You know how to pay for these wires? These are expensive stuff, you know? Expensive stuff. Anyhow, that's the end of that. Yes. So this card is indicating that we need to take a leap of faith. If there is something that you have been doing, there's something that you've been apprehensive about, defensive about, cautious about, go for it. Take that leap. This is what this card essentially is about. Taking a risk. So during the course of this week, we need to take a risk. Probably connected with that full moon, which is going to be squaring Uranus. Very risky. Mars can be also very risky also as well. So we've got the planets of risk that are, yeah, all around us right about now and quite active. But this card is about taking a risk. Taking that leap of faith, everything will go according to how it's supposed to go. There's room for new beginnings. There's new for room for growth. That is what this card essentially is about. We're getting the Fool card. This is what essentially is about, what the card of the week essentially is telling us that we need to do. Stop trying to tread on eggshells. Yes, stop trying to... You know, cotton wool yourself and protect yourself so that nothing doesn't happen. So you don't, we're going to make mistakes. These things happen. We get up, we fall down, we make mistakes. We come back at it again in another way. That's the way we learn. So take that risk. Be like a child. Look to be discovering something new in your life. Look to be growing. Look to be developing. Look to be exploring. Look to be expanding. Trying something new. Innovative, be experimental, take it, go. That is what the message of this card is for the week of, well, this week, until next week, until the 21st, then we'll get another tarot card of the week. What else did I want to say? Yeah, that was about it. Want to thank you very much. Thank you very much, Yvette, for your wonderful wishes. All of you with your wonderful wishes. Thanks a lot. Angela saying, a ghost in the machine. Yeah, I think it's more like a ghost in the machine. I'm going along with that. I'm going along with ghost in the machine. Totally agree with you. Ghost in the machine. That's what it is. I'm wondering if I can actually... that might be a... might be an option, actually. I might see if I can actually maybe use another kind of connection. But I don't know. These are expensive phones. You know, I don't know. It is what it is. See, there we go. There it is again. Yeah. Thumbs up. But I'm going to sort it all out. Gremlins, yeah. There's a ghost in the machine, and that ghost is called Mercury. That's what's happening there. Listen, people, I've come to the end of another week's show.
bit disruptive because of that noise. But I promise, it will not be there next week. I will take care of it. Sending me healing energy. Thanks a lot, Angeline. Gremlins. Thanks a lot for your wonderful wishes, people. Yeah, don't worry. I'm all right. It's all right, man. I'm good to go. Plus, it keeps me in one place. I was actually meant to be flying out. I might be flying out next week, but hopefully that should be all done. I don't want to be limping all the way to the bloody airport. Fain is saying, with Uranus in Taurus, many Taurians have their routines getting disrupted for sure. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, of course. Yeah, Uranus will definitely do that. Although, to be quite honest, Uranus in Taurus, I'm not finding him... he will disrupt things. That's Uranus, isn't it? But he's not been that disruptive as I've... And for obvious reasons, it's in Taurus, right? Taurus is very stable, you know. I feel when he moves into Gemini, we may be in for a treat there. Yeah, that's going to be something to watch out for when Uranus moves into Gemini. Let's see how that one goes. What else was I going to say? Yeah, I think that is about it, really. I think I've come to the end of the show. Thank you very much for your participation. I'll be back again next week. Same place, same time. What else I was going to say? Thank you all for all your wonderful messages. Thank you for...
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Who on the Instagram, thank you. For those of you on Facebook, for those of you on YouTube, want to thank each and every single one of you. My name is Israel Josie. You've been listening to the Lunar Lounge. Thank you. I'm out. Have a great day. Have a wonderful week. Stay blessed. Stay safe. Stay out of trouble.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.